Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Students World, the show where we interview YU students from around the globe and learn about their unique experiences and perspectives on life. I'm your host, Benji Desso, and with me, as always, is my fantastic co-host, Yosef Malkiel. Joining us tonight...
Yeah, no, I'm right here.
Joining us tonight as our wonderful guest is Yachiel Van Dyke. Yachiel, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Baruch Hashem.
Great start. We already hear the accent, so can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
Okay. I'm from the Netherlands, Holland. Some people call it Holland, some people call it Amsterdam. And
It's all one place?
I'm saying like Washington Heights is the same place as New York, same place as America.
I guess. I mean, you would say also that the Heights is like New York City. It's kind of like, I hear what you're saying.
It's a very complicated mix of all...
What do most people say?
Most people say Holland.
You say, really? All right, guys, just as an announcement, we'll do Collins and then like... another 10 minutes, just like we want to start off with getting to know you. Back to you.
It's actually a pretty funny thing that officially it's like the Netherlands. But like even the, I think the official foreign website for the Netherlands is called Holland. So like it's a very like they use it like whatever they want. Like they, I'm saying like it's been used on very different
Wait, so where do you say you're from?
Yeah, when you introduce yourself to people, where do you say you're from?
I'm from the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Or Amsterdam.
Okay.
Or Holland.
And you grew up...
No, you can't say all three. You gotta say one.
I would say Holland the last. Okay, fine. Generally.
And you grew up born and raised?
I'm born and raised there.
What was life growing up? What was it like?
It was... I don't really have so much to compare about, like with it. But it's for sure not as big as here.
So I'm trying to understand. So like you grew up in like what do you call a suburb, or?
So, the city of Amsterdam is not very big. Like we also, by the way, measure with like bike length. Like sometimes you measure measure with like, oh, it's like a 3-hour car drive. We measure with like bike drives.
I'm getting like 10 calls right now. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like we should take one of them.
Oh, wait, hold up. I can mute this whole thing. Wait.
Forever who's calling, we'll answer you very soon.
Disconnect the phone. Anyway, fine. Okay, wait. So you were saying that you measured the city in terms of bike length.
So like I would say that like I live in Amsterdam. Like I kind of live on the side, but it's still like a 30-minute drive.
To the city itself.
With the bike, with like to the city and everything.
Wait, with the bike?
With the bike.
You don't drive?
I do drive the bike. I also a car.
But it's a very pretty city. I mean, a lot of people walk around there, right?
There are more bikes than people. No, okay. like people generally bike.
People are too lazy to bike.
More than New York City.
Way more. The city of Amsterdam is made to bike. Like the whole infrastructure is there. I'm grown up with it, but people are surprised that there are bike traffic lights.
What?
Bike traffic lights.
All right, we got to put them up here in New York City.
Tel Aviv has that. You know what I'm talking about. With you know how instead of like a little green thing that's just like a green light, instead you have like a little green bicycle and then it turns red.
No, but I'm...
I think that's what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about every single corner.
Wow, okay.
Like, major corner. Okay.
All right, wait. Let's get some call-ins just to start off.
You want
to
do call-ins now?
Why not?
You didn't even introduce Yachiel. Like, did you even say his name? Tonight we're having Yachiel.
What's
your
name again?
Dyke, right?
All right, take the call. Let's just hear what they have to say.
All right, let's see if this works. Hold up a second. Okay, let's see if this works.
All right, caller on the line. Who's up there?
Oh, shoot. I didn't do it.
Oh boy!
You hear me? I think we had this guy last week.
Not sure.
What's your name, caller? How's it going, Adam? All right, so ask away. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, go for it.
What?
Wait, say that again.
I thought the
Yeah, but just white tulipals, not like other colors don't count.
Tulipals?
Tubes? Like, wow. It's a flower?
Oh, okay.
Tulip bulbs.
Yeah, but we...
tulip bulbs. Yeah.
So I know there's a lot of like variety, of course, but I think the red ones are like around $5. The white ones are $2.50. Huh?
$2?
Yeah, $2. And then you have this very rare one, which is like red and white in one bowl. That one, yeah, you gotta buy for at least three peanut butter jars.
I don't know if that's cheap or expensive.
Okay, I'll just have you know, we didn't like do anything before doing this show. I don't know what's going on right now.
Nothing is pre-planned.
But don't try to swallow them, by the way. Like...
All right, is there any other questions that you'd like to ask about, like, his life or stuff that can lead into conversation?
I would say that the Netherlands exists out of 12 provinces, where two of them is North Holland and North and South Holland.
Okay.
It used to be that the Netherlands was called, like, 12 Kingdoms of the Netherlands or something, or of Holland or something like that.
Alright, thank you.
Alright, thank you for calling, Adam.
Alright, bye.
Have a good one. Alright, so in terms of the biking, is it very flat? Is it hilly? Is it, like, what's the landscape like for everybody to be biking?
One of the reasons you can make the infrastructure, like, very available for bikes is because it's flat. Like, you wouldn't be able to do that in Yerushalayim or here.
Oh, no, you won't.
Good
luck
to
anybody who knows how to bike.
No, it's just amazing. I mean, it's really, like, to just have the whole city be built on bikes, you know, it's way better than, like, what we do here, where everyone's driving a car. I'm sure it's way safer.
The rate of mortality
is much lower in terms of like people driving cars. People still drive cars, right?
Yeah, of course. Like everywhere. Of course, everywhere are cars. But it's very available for bikes, so people do that from very young age. It's also that, but that Amsterdam is also not very big. Like
In terms of the Jewish community,
yeah,
is there a big Jewish community in Amsterdam?
It's.
Do they all ride bikes to the shul?
There's this one guy. So in terms of Jewish community, they're like, I would say there would be around 400 or 500 like Frum Jews, and that I think the community has around 3,000 Jews, like as members.
But you gotta realize it's like one city basically, right? It's not like.
So the whole Judaism in the Netherlands is in Amsterdam, basically. Like, you have also smaller places around the Netherlands, but those, like, have once in 2 weeks minya.
In the city is, like, the only place that's really concentrated. So it's really, like, you know, it is, like, that sounds like a good number, though. Like, you said it's, like, 500 or so, but...
Yes, that's true, but, like, one of the things is that it used to be massive, like, the whole Jewish community and everything, so you have so many shoes, and it's dying.
Where's like the nearest Jewish community around Amsterdam?
Antwerp, which is like another country. I would say like a good sized community, not a community where people just have a million new people or something.
Right.
You have also like one of the suburbs of Amsterdam. I would count that including Amsterdam. Would be including Amsterdam.
Now, in terms of, like, anti-Semitism, in terms of just now Europe, it's kind of, like, more obvious that they're there.
Yeah, no, it's scary.
Do you feel like there's a presence in Amsterdam?
That's a interesting...
Do you feel like you're affected by it?
On a day-to-day basis, not really. Because if you just stay like around the where around the Jewish community is, generally you don't get like a individual, like you don't get any problems generally. You have, of course, like in most Europe, like in a lot of countries now, they made the schieten illegal. So in the Netherlands, it's not that far. Hopefully, we can keep it.
So where do you get
like
your
this.
Meat from?
No, like in the Netherlands, we still have schieten.
Oh yeah.
But I'm saying like on a
surrounding communities
on a government level, in the EU, because a lot all the countries have, of course, influence in the Netherlands. You have a lot of people, a lot of countries who made schieten illegal.
Wow.
So that's, I'm not sure if you can call it anti-Semitism, to be honest.
No, I think you can. I mean, it's a infringement upon like religious practice, you know? I don't know. I would call it anti-Semitism.
I'm saying like, I would on a very personal level also label it as anti-Semitism. But I'm not sure if I would be able to actually defend that against somebody who knows what he's
talking
about.
Do you feel like growing up you felt it, or it was kind of more now recently, with like the Arab Spring or whatever you want to call it, moving into Europe?
There's not, in the last few years, not a lot changed.
You haven't really felt
it? No.
It's not like France.
It's not like France.
So Amsterdam is like, nice. It's
Oh,
I love
Amsterdam. Based off the biking thing that in itself, like,
you're speaking to an amazing biker over here.
I
also love biking, so that's definitely a place I would want to bike now. wait, now I have a question. In terms of windmills, they're known for windmills. Do you see a lot of them around the country?
So I do live like 5 minute walk from like a enormous one, like a
wow.
very big one.
Because here we have like the air windmill things,
yeah.
that are like
the air windmill
solar
thing, yeah.
solar power, not solar powered ones, but turbine
the
thingies.
Wind turbines, yeah.
So that's the only windmill we really know of. Like I know Holland has like these very nice actual
yeah.
wooden
so
propeller ones.
You have them around. If you know where and how to look, you will find a lot of them. But it's not like a street. It's not like in a street image or something.
It's not like the biking.
It's not like you have like the skyline of Amsterdam. You see like the big windmill over there.
Yeah, but it's definitely like an iconic symbol of the country.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Just like tubes.
I
want to ask a question here. You
go for it.
I want to just know like a little bit about like your family.
Oh, I was gonna ask that.
Well,
wow.
Too bad. I took your question. I want to hear just a little bit more about like, you know, how is it at your house? You know, like, first let's start with siblings, you know?
Start with your parents.
Fine, we'll start with
your
parents.
Your parents
let's
started
see,
in Holland, or where they grew up?
Okay, so basically, my both parents are from the Netherlands. Father is from a place called Rotterdam.
Rotterdam.
A lot of people probably...
such an American, it's crazy. Rotterdam?
Rotterdam. I would say Rotterdam, but yeah, no, I'm just like... keeping
it
English here.
It's a nice place. I have no clue where it is.
It's just another city in the Netherlands. Like, it's... I'm already, like... Where my family's already, like, 400 years in, like, the Netherlands.
Wow.
Like, you're not gonna find anyone, like, more Dutch than...
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you're full on Dutch. Until now.
Now you're
Americanized. No, but... Wait, no. So tell me. So your parents have been here for a while, and then you also have siblings, or...?
Yeah, I have. My parents have, like, 3 boys, 3 girls. And that's the interesting thing is that we are initially not a very like international family specifically, but I got like a brother in Israel, I got a sister in Switzerland, like I live in America.
Wow. So everyone's out of the house.
Like the rest is in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay, fine. So half.
So, like it's like we are all over.
Wow.
Are you first generation like live in Holland or I mean set or? Your parents?
Yeah.
Their parents, they grew up in Holland as well? Or?
So, basically, my father's side, like... So, my mother's side, like, came originally from Poland. Like, two generations back. My father's side, like... I don't know, like 400, 500 years.
Oh, wow.
Like, from Germany, and then... Yeah.
Back when the windmills were really prevalent.
That was the only source of energy. Windmill-powered bikes and...
I can't steal what you were gonna say this time.
I don't know what I was gonna say there. It doesn't matter, whatever.
It's fine. Okay, in terms of like YU, how'd you find about YU, and tell us a little bit about your experience here so far.
Okay, that's actually
how'd you get to YU? I want to know, like, you went to, like, what school did you go to in Amsterdam?
Okay, so I went to the Geider, which is like...
Oh, it's a great school.
Joods Kinderscholengemeenschap Geider.
Wow.
try to say that. No, but so I went just to school, and I went to yeshiva and everything, and I want to start studying. But as I said, the Jewish community, like, for sure, like youth, like young people, like there are not so many. So it was a little bit too few people. So then I want to start in Israel. Like, I want something like math, physics wise, in Israel. But like my Hebrew isn't good enough to study in it. So nowhere but here.
He really used the phrase well.
You're the only person to use that phrase properly.
Wow.
Thank God.
Wait, what semester are you in?
Like, this is my third year.
Ah, twins. That about you gonna graduate this year?
No, like, so the thing, like, I'm doing mathematics and physics. So that's takes just 4 years.
I don't know who actually likes.
I'm just talking about
myself. It's
fine. I love physics. Benji, speak for yourself.
I did.
But yeah.
So like I'm gonna be here for a while, and the thing is I don't mind. I really like YU.
How long have you liked those subjects?
Like already? Oh, very long. Like 2 weeks. So it's more that this is like my from all the things I'm good at, this is like I'm the best at. Like, I'm not saying like I'm very good at it, but.
No,
alright, maybe you can help me out.
Difficult subjects.
Anytime.
Wait, I actually have a question going back to your life in Holland. What was it like growing up as a child? Like, did you have a lot of friends who were around that you guys always played outside? What was it like growing up in your house? Type of food that you ate?
What type of bike did you use?
Okay, so I don't think so much different. Like, there was obviously, like, the classes were very small. Like, I grew up in a class in high school with like 16 guys, which was...
That's it?
Wait,
that was a grade.
16 guys, and that was like the biggest grade in years.
Wow.
abnormal. There's like a record. Mm. So like that was one thing. And you know, like, I'm not sure how you guys experience your youth.
Tell me quickly about your life.
Yeah.
In five seconds.
I spent a lot of time outdoors, especially in the summertime. I had a lot of friends on my block that we used to play basketball, football, baseball. Played board games at home on Shabbos, as well as like a lot of family time, like Shabbos or the holidays. Went to a bigger elementary school, class of probably like 49 kids.
Amazing, Benji,
basically that was it.
So I would say, okay, so there's not so much different. One thing I could say is that because there are not so many people in Amsterdam, like I have been asked for like some public speaking things, some Netherlands, like television in the Netherlands.
How many people are there at YU from Amsterdam?
I'm the only one.
All right, everybody, here first. Yachiel is the only one.
At the moment. Like, there used to be.
Is there a push to get other guys to come to YU?
There are not so many other guys.
Okay.
there is some type of push, but.
Wait, so where are most of these people from Amsterdam going? Do they stay in Amsterdam?
Or England, or Israel, and a lot of them stay also.
But really not going to the U.S.? Like, maybe like U.S., maybe just going to U.S. colleges, but like, it's surprising.
Okay. So we gotta understand that one thing about U.S. colleges, is that...
Yeah, what about us?
Is that there is something called the core curriculum, right, which does not really exist in most...
European countries.
Other countries.
Yeah.
No way, that scares everyone off. I can hear that. It's definitely scary.
I'm saying, like, when you go to university, like, here you go first to college and then you go to university. In Holland, you go just straight to university, basically.
Right.
So it's like, and Israel system's the same way. You basically just study what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And if you broaden the border your horizon, you can do that on your own.
I thought you were gonna say when you're like bored of it and you can't really do anything about it. You're stuck.
Wait, so then you really must not enjoy the whole humanity courses.
I love it. It's like my enjoyment of the no. It's that's an issue. I do get where this whole like
what the focus is.
This whole focus is and everything. I just think that's like. So that's like I think the big difference between like America and like most other countries is that like in the Netherlands when you become 18 you become like officially an adult and everything, an adult. So then like who are institutions to tell you what to take for classes and everything?
Right.
Well, here I would say
academic advisors.
Here like it's more I think 21. So in college you still have this I guess kind of quote unquote high school mentality. Even though they like generally like not like to, I think most people don't want to think about it that way, which basically means that you are not like old enough to decide what good is for you. So no, I'm gonna tell you.
I mean, why use especially special on that?
This is like this is my theory. Like I might be wrong. I might have completely.
And no, all the listeners right now are judging exactly what you said. And they're like, this Kikio guy is. I don't know what's going on with him.
No. I'm saying, listen, it's a genuine. Anything I say, but from if somebody's not doesn't agree with it, anything I say where there's someone who doesn't agree with me, please come and argue with me.
What is your opinion though on like the Jewish aspect of YU? I mean, that's like it's a major focus of the university. So
I think the Jewish aspect of YU is, I think, amazing. Like over like through the roof, amazing. That's an expression.
Well, it's your expression now.
It's my expression. Yeah. So, like, over the roof amazing in English.
Okay.
Can you say that in Dutch?
over dark, fantastic.
Okay, whatever. Fantastic. I'm not going to try to pronounce that. what morning program are you in?
So, at the moment, I'm in BMP.
Oh, okay, so am I.
Like,
so is Benji. We're all in the BMP.
Hey!
I'm now in BMP, in the best year there is, from our 8th National. Like, it might be some advertisements, but advertising, like my English was
Rabbi
terrible.
Rabbi Shmuel is listening in right now.
No, but like, it's like, honestly, like one of the things about the Jewish aspect of YU, which I think is totally amazing,
mm-hmm.
which makes YU in itself, like special, is that YU has now set up a program where a Jew on any level of his Judaism can go to YU, can grow in his Judaism, and like have a secular study and everything, and on a very positive way. Like you can be a Jew, come to YU, you just basically know you're Jewish, and you can be a Jew who learns 24/7.
I hope they put you on the promotional video already.
Like
well now
advertising for YU.
Now that he's on the radio, now like the name will get spread out.
Why do you think I mentioned it right now?
Oh, why do you think we got you on the
no.
show?
You're very right though. I mean, that you're correct. That is, you know, that I think that's what YU's philosophy is, and like I'm glad that you know you see that. Some people don't necessarily see it, but for the most part, everyone agrees with you that really this is like an amazing university that could bring Jews from all over the world together, you know, from Amsterdam.
Ariefiel, fun fact, we have something in common. I actually am part Dutch. I have family from Holland, so I think my mom's cousin is from Amsterdam, as well as my grandfather grew up in Holland as a young boy, but obviously they snuck him out through before like the war. What else? Also, my mom's great-grandfather was the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue rabbi there. So, fun fact about my background with Holland and or Netherlands, Amsterdam, whatever you want to call it.
You feel your
that's
turn to
really
compete
amazing.
Against that.
Should I compete against him? I wait 1 hour after me.
Wow. Oh, come on!
Well, no, we have to ask about that. It's true. Yeah. How is that? Like, you know, all your friends here must be like it's nuts. You know, everyone else here.
You probably brag about it, no?
Oh yeah, every time. Like literally, like. I can just like write it on my forehead, basically.
No, Stern must love you. Are you kidding me? This is what the girls are looking for. But
I can make this resume just like I wait 1 hour after meetings and I blow like my name in like very small.
That will catch a lot of attention. Yeah. Just a reminder, tonight we have Yechiel van Dijk from Holland. If anybody wants to have call-ins, we will be opening up the lines right now. So feel free, we'll answer and we will get the questions in for you, Yechiel.
You gotta announce the number though. What's this number? It's 212-923-2471.
We need
That's right, it's 212-923-2471.
Do it in the jingle.
2471. 212-923-2471. Either way, back to our schedule programming now. But wow. Wait, so I want to hear a little bit more about like how you got to YU in a sense. Like, how did you
hear
choose
about
to
YU.
Go to YU in a sense, as opposed to anywhere else? You could have gone with all your friends, you know? Why didn't you go with all your friends?
Because, okay, so basically they stayed longer in yeshiva, and yeah, so like I didn't want to study in the Netherlands. And I have, and I had this very good friend of mine, who actually was already in YU. Like, at the moment I was searching for a place to go. So that was kind of...
Oh, you already knew someone in YU?
I already knew someone. I knew already somebody from Amsterdam in YU.
It was like some convincing, and it was like, oh yeah, like come to YU, best place on earth. Woohoo!
What'd your parents think about it though?
I think it's far, which is kind of
objectively
true. They love it. Like it's just like it's YU.
Yeah, no, but it's just amazing. Like I wouldn't expect it to get out to like, you know, the international community as much as it gets out to the tri-state area. I mean, Benji is like the prime example of like people that get like YU goes to get asked.
What
are you talking about? You're the prime example. You live in like, basically you live close to the tri-state area within the tri-state area.
I live in
area.
The bubble.
Right, you live in in the bubble, and YU gets within the bubble. So it's, you know, it's surprising that
everybody,
YU
get everybody to come to me and I'll spread out the information.
We have quite a lot of internationals.
Yeah, no, we do. Mostly from, where is it?
We have a lot from South America.
We have people from Panama. There's some from France.
It's a lot of
South
America.
Israelis.
We had Hong Kong. Where else? There's no Australians in YU. Oh, maybe there are. There's some Brits. We have a couple. There's some Brazilians. Venezuelans.
Are you Phil? You know anyone that you know that's international? Bring them on the show.
Yeah.
So I brought them here.
Like welcome, welcome. But yeah, wow. Fine. So what, Benji? What do you want to do now? You want to do some more deep thinking?
Yeah,
questions?
Let's do some
deep
thinking questions.
These are going to be tough.
No promises. All
right, fine. So we'll start you off with a pretty solid question. What's the most common reason for people failing or giving up?
Not enough practice. I think the most time when somebody fails, it's just because or a wrong estimation,
mm-hmm.
or wrong and not realistic, not logical thinking, or maybe just not realizing that you're not strong enough, good enough.
And then when you realize that you're not strong enough, you work in those areas.
Yeah, of course, you should practice.
How do you apply this to math and physics? Because I'll have you know, I took physics and stuff, and it's very difficult for me. Math, I'm pretty good at, but physics, it's like hard. So how do you apply it?
That it's just practicing.
You just
it's
don't
doing
fail.
Practice makes perfect.
It's practicing. It's like that's the thing. And when you fail, then okay, sometimes you fail. Like if you feel like, let's end it this way. My motto?
Motto, yeah.
Motto.
Yeah, that's an American accent. Motto. You can say motto.
Motto. No, majority motto is, majority motto is, like, first think logically, and then go emotionally. It's sometimes logical to go emotional, obviously. But I'm saying, like, doing that, and let's say you don't succeed, I'm saying that's where, that means that Hashem doesn't want you there. Or you should just practice better, I guess that's what I would think.
Now in terms of your own life, what were some like roadblocks that you probably faced or some challenges?
Yeah, I never failed.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, no, that's why it was so difficult to answer the first question. It's like, I don't know. It's like, what do most people do? I'm from Amsterdam.
No, for myself, like, let's end this way. I'm 22 years old. Like, I've not more like roadblocks or difficult, like all those roadblocks or difficulties are generally the same.
Would you say the challenge of like kind of like transitioning from European culture environment to New York City was a tough transition, or?
I think I'm still in the European, no.
still that mindset.
No, it's not so different. It is different.
It is different.
I'm just saying, like, I don't mind it so much. Like, I like it there.
Like, yeah, like, people understand what you're saying. There's no, like, slip-up of, like, the wrong usage of words, or...
Okay, so one of my things was that my English, my second language, which is probably obvious
right at the moment. In Amsterdam, they only speak... What do they speak? They don't speak...
They speak Dutch.
They speak Amsterdamian. Yeah. No, they speak Dutch, but that's the main language. They have English there, or...?
Okay, so generally they speak Dutch, but English is just everywhere around, because if you don't speak English, then you are bounded by the Netherlands, Belgium, and a few other countries over the world.
Oh, like, so you're completely trapped.
Wait, so then where do you learn English?
In high school. And
that was like good enough to get you where you are now, because your English is pretty good.
I've been 2 years in yeshiva, like in an English environment.
You watch like TV or listen to music? That also helps.
Of course, I play Pokemon, so you know. Helps, of course.
You know,
no,
that's more Japanese.
Of,
I don't think that
you a bunch of like made up names for each animal.
I choose you, Pikachu.
Yeah,
that's Japanese. No, but I'm saying like indeed, like movies, TV shows, all like. It's just like all around, and also that one of the things like which is very interesting. Since I'm here in NYU, I noticed like when I try to like translate like English stuff to Dutch, all the roots. If you just know how to change it, it's actually pretty similar.
All right, Han. So on that note, can you translate a couple sentences for us?
Of course.
All right. So to fall with the door into the house.
That's met the door in ice falling.
Wait, I want you to read the second one. See number two right there? Read number two, but we're not going to say what it is.
In
just
Dutch?
Say it. Yeah, just say it in Dutch.
You want me to read it, or you want me to read the correct translation?
Why? Is that the wrong translation?
It's almost.
Did you get a Google Translate for this?
No, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right, read it how you would write. Read it.
I'll suffer an anguish over your tongue plus.
Oh, okay, that makes a ton of sense. Really. All right, and we'll leave that one up to all the listeners to figure out later.
I don't know if we really want to like say. Maybe it'll be like a guessing game at the end.
I'm not telling anyone what that one is.
Oh, right, wait. So, some fun questions about Dutch people. Are Dutch people really the tallest in the world?
So yes, they are.
Is that just being biased because you are Dutch?
Maybe.
Wait, can you stand up right now? I want to see how tall you are. Let's see this.
Oh my god, he's like 6 foot five.
He just hit the roof.
No, like I'm still the thing, but I am below average.
Yeah, no, that's why I figured. Because you're tall, but like, I don't know, I can just imagine people being way taller.
No, you have like
intimidating.
You have a lot of tall, like really tall people. Not really tall people, like a lot of people are tall.
Can you explain why everyone is tall?
So they say that because then the half of the Netherlands is underwater. So like when the water comes, like they have some still place to be.
It's an environmental disposition.
They stretch you guys out.
Yeah.
The real explanation are potatoes.
It's a survival mechanism.
And potatoes?
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
You say potato?
No, potatoes. But
how
like,
do you say it in Dutch?
Potatoes, potatoes, arapo.
Oh, arapo? Okay, fine. Wait, how would you pronounce your name in Dutch? I'm just curious. I was talking to a friend the other day, and like, oh yeah, it was Russian. Yeah, he was saying his name in Russian. It's like Aaron or something. It's like apo. It's whatever.
Apo?
No, but I wanted to be like, does it sound different in Russian?
So,
in
okay.
Dutch?
So the thing is that Michiel, this is also just my Dutch name, but you just spell with a J, because you know the J is the yay. No, so like in
Jaleel.
Like in Amer.
Jaleel.
Jaleel. No, you fit right in this community.
So in America, like my name, like by any English person, is generally pronounced as Jaleel Van Dijk. Which is basically, I guess,
a mess.
Correct. Like if you like read it like this. But the J is just like the Y, so it's just Giel and Van Dijk.
No, you should definitely tell more people to pronounce it properly. It should be like, it's Van Dijk. It's not Van Dijk.
But yeah. Wow. No, but it's one of the reasons I really like Dick Van Dijk. He made my life so much easier.
Alright, how about this one? No, first of all, do Dutchies love their coffee?
I have no idea. It's not one of those.
You're not a coffee or tea drinker?
I drink coffee, but I mean, it's not one of those stereotypes I've heard of before. And
interesting.
Yeah, like I don't think it's such a big thing.
When you wake up, like coffee or
like during tea? The week over here in Ryu, finally, like after 2 years.
What are people's reactions when like you tell them like, yeah, I'm from Amsterdam? Like, how do they react?
Avenue.
No way.
No. You have a few categories. You have a lot of people who like waiting 1 hour after meat. You have a lot of people going weed and prostitution. And you have a lot of people going like naming some Dutch soccer players.
Interesting.
Soccer, whatever.
Right, so basically the three things are weed, soccer players,
and waiting an hour.
Also. And 1 hour, right. Amazing.
Which, yeah.
That sums up Amsterdam for everyone.
And
you could have just said that at the beginning of the show and it would have been like 5 seconds.
Wait, how many listeners do we have so far?
Enough. Yeah. Oh, we just got a peak right as we said that. We mentioned weed and like people just started tuning in.
Oh no. Well, okay, fine. Switching from weed.
You have some people also who... Sorry.
Do you have any family in the U.S.?
No, at least not.
Not that
not
you
that
know.
I have confirmed yet.
Well, we're gonna confirm that soon.
somewhere in the future, probably. I don't know.
Not
that I know of.
Going back to the question we just asked, though, is there anything that you feel that you would want to portray about Amsterdam that like people don't necessarily like? What would you want them to think when they hear Amsterdam? Weed, soccer players,
clubs, drinking.
I would say Amsterdam, like the people generally, like in the Netherlands, are like very like chilled and like down to earth and like everything is way more relaxed than here. Which I think
that's everywhere besides the tri-state area.
I know. You go to any country, it's like everyone we've had on, I think they've pretty much said the same thing.
All right, we got a caller coming in. Caller on line one.
Fine, we'll get back to that question. Hold up, let's see who this is. Hello.
Oh, hi, who's this? Hey, how's it going, Shimon? What's your question?
Oh wow, that's a very
is
hard one.
Is there even
one.
A favorite food?
that's on Shabbos or during the week? Very important. Oh, both? I'm sorry, but those new cookies for dessert, like, whoa. But else, I think obviously the Thursday afternoon salmon.
Hey, babe.
Hey, what?
He's not a
KB.
Food. He's not a food.
Oh.
Well, you gotta say the favorite part about
the
cab.
Best,
KB.
Right?
If for all those who don't know, KB is the cafeteria man. He like serves everybody food, and his only line is like, hey babe, how you doing?
Are there people who don't know?
No, definitely.
Of course.
Do you ask him, how's your Sunday? Oh, it was good. It was short, too short.
Shimon, do you have any other questions? Or was that basically it? I mean, the salmon is a pretty good thing, honestly. I'm glad you got that question answered.
All
right, have a good night.
That's amazing. Thank you, Shimon, for calling. Well, that was good. Any more callers? That would be really nice.
Don't ask about the food.
Wait, so what are some of your like favorite hobbies that you like to do?
One of the things I really like about Ryu is that the core curriculum. No, like one of the things, it's just like there's a lot of there's a big variety of like kind of classes and subjects and everything. So in the beginning of the summer, I started playing the piano.
Oh.
In like there are pianos in NYU.
All over the place.
Like all over this building.
In the most random locations.
So like I started playing piano. So I think I'm at the level I can say it's a good hobby.
I mean, can you do like Baba Black Sheep type of thing?
Absolutely not.
Mozart level?
Yeah, almost.
In between, Benoni.
Leaning towards Mozart. Yeah.
Like, that's, I would say that.
Is that the only instrument that you ever learned how to play?
The triangle?
Are you serious about that?
No.
Okay. No. I got very excited. I mean.
Oh, we got another caller on line one.
Line one. There's only one line.
Well, we gotta say line one.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Who's this?
Yeah, Pierre.
What's up, Pierre? Well, what's the question you'd like to ask Yechiel? Some like inspirational ideas that you want to give over to the audience.
Basically, Pierre is asking, what do you think of everyone else at YU?
America, right?
No, he wants like something inspirational, something that you want to give over to people that, I mean, you don't know, but you think is going to be important information.
Important information?
About life, about, I guess, also things about YU, one or the other.
I would say the salmon on Thursday is pretty good.
Wow, that says a lot about the people. KB.
Too short.
By the way, the question was, what do I think about the people in YU?
Zach, can you repeat the question, please? It's like 10 questions.
Oh, so have I gained something from the people around me in YU? Yeah, absolutely, I think.
What have you learned about Americans?
I'm saying like one of the things I really like here is that also, I would say that the people are very, very nice. Like, you have, everybody is very helpful. Like to others, like
that's
if somebody needs help, generally that's what I seen around.
Would you say it's because you're in a Jewish community, only surrounded by Jews who want to help another Jew, or if you've gone to downtown and people are New Yorkers and?
Okay, so one of the things like I'm not sure about, I don't know, like New Yorkers, like I mean I guess a lot of YU people are New Yorkers.
Have you left the Heights?
In the last 2 years, like 2.5 times. No, not really bad. I'm pretty much in YU, like, leave sometimes. I can say about YU, like, about outside of YU, I'm just not, I'm just not sure. Like,
gone downtown at all?
A few times. I'm in New York City.
I'm glad to hear though that you really like think that people in the U.S., especially New York, are friendly.
I said why you.
Pierre, you still on the line?
Pierre, you got any other questions, or is that all for now?
Go for it. International student, probably.
Yes, if YU cares about everybody. Yeah, so I think
I think this is one of the strengths of YU.
Like you can, there are a lot of different directions you can go into. Like if you like, and certain directions require harder, sometimes more annoying, extra things. But that's for sure.
There's a lot of extra fluff in YU, but you know, I think at the end of the day, it's all meant towards like a common positive goal.
Like it's like the like it's meant to be like very good, and like they like nobody's gonna decide to make rules purposely to destruct people, to like to, right. To have bad influence. I'm just saying like, it's not yeah. I'm right. not saying like, but also that as like as I said like, Judaism wise, I think YU cares about every single person. There's for every type. At least what I've seen around.
Mm-hmm.
I might not have the complete picture, but every type of person can find his Rav of a his place here in YU.
You can find your environment, your group of friends, yeah.
Exactly, to grow in a positive manner.
That's really good.
Wow. On their own level.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you, Zach, for that question.
Pierre, Zach.
All right, have a good night, Zach.
Definitely, there's a lot of aspects about YU that we can all talk about. And I mean, especially coming from the international student, that's like a bigger thing because coming, like for us being like in-towners, we don't really know what it's like, how you guys kind of cope with like the entire like environment and even like US, like how do you even deal with like US politics? Are you confused by it?
One of the things which I dislike, and again this is just like my limited perspective because I've not like looked into this very much,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really like the two party system. Mm-hmm. Like it's like or here or there. Like it kind of divides people. It kind of divides the country like in just two large
yeah.
groups which are like automatically against the other one, which is obviously not as black and white as I just mentioned, because there are obviously more subtleties in both Republican and Democrats.
Of course.
What do they have in Amsterdam?
Like in Amsterdam there are like 12 parties or something.
Wow. Like, that's not divided.
No, but the thing is when you are part of a party in Amsterdam, like you're not automatically against another party, specifically. Like here, if you are by the one, you are automatically against the other. Like that's like generally what I noticed. But again, like this is
it might be totally wrong with it.
Like
that more recently.
Definitely
more recently. It's been like that, and it's been very hectic for us Americans.
Oh, we have another caller on line one. I just like saying it. It's
just
great.
Say line one. Hello.
Hi, who's this? How you doing? Alright, what's the question you'd like to ask our friend Yechiel over here? This is the one from who grew up in Holland. Hello? Hi. Would you mind asking our guest a question?
Goedenavond.
Can we get a translation over here?
But look.
No, you should be very proud. Very proud.
Dat hoort u inderdaad te zijn.
Thank you.
We're gonna quote you on that one. No.
That's a good question. Like, how long did it take to kind of, like, get sunk into the environment here when you first started? Was it a long...
It must have been a shock.
Was it a long transition period, or... Like...
Generally, I don't need very long to get used to one place. I feel naturally fit in. I feel that I fit in here in Mayur. So that's, like, one of the reasons I don't... Like, I didn't have... so much trouble with it, I think, as I remember.
That's really good. Wow. Because, like, not...
This is my third year.
I see. He's been through the long... Yeah.
Yeah, he's a veteran, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's experienced it all. You've even experienced the winter snowstorms you had in New York.
That was one of the things I indeed got to get, had to get used to.
Did you take advantage of it?
Absolutely, like, few days.
Wow.
Yes, I'm in a yeshiva over there. So, from my perspective, YU is a total different type of yeshiva than any other yeshiva ever. Like, you can compare it to Toro, but, like, it's not like we call, like, generally we call YU a yeshiva, and we call most yeshivas in Israel yeshiva, but they're not, I don't think they are comparable with, like, with experience, because one is the half day Kodesh, half day Chol, well, the other one is the whole day Kodesh. So on that, I don't think I really have a good comparison for that. Thank you. I will do that.
All right. Anyway, I think we're going to wrap up, but thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
All right, so that's very interesting. That's really interesting.
No, those were good questions.
Very good questions.
They're all good questions, but yeah.
Like, wow. We had some really good call-ins tonight. Like, I hope every week, like, we get this, because, like, honestly, like, these call-ins are very helpful. All
right. Anyway.
So, yeah. we're gonna kind of wrap up today's episode. So we want to thank you again, Yechiel, for being on our show. Really, like, this was such a pleasure of having you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Great responses to every single question that we said.
It's great. And honestly, like, great answers. And we really learned a lot. And I hope our listeners also definitely got, like, a lot of information about it.
It's all about me. I don't care about this. It's about me learning here. But, yeah.
So we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We look forward to coming on the show again in the future. Tune in, everybody, next week for another episode of Students World. Have a great night, everybody, and see you next week. Can you say that in Dutch, please?
Everything?
Say the last line
in Dutch.
Have a fantastische avond, and I'll see you volgende week weer.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.